Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Now, if somebody asked you what a Frost line was, you might think Robert Frost, who had a lot of good lines. Good fences make good neighbors, or maybe whose woods these are, I think I know. Frost had a great sense of the countryside around his New England home, and he might well have appreciated a book we've been featuring occasionally on Living on Earth. It's called Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape. Barry Lopez and Deborah Guartney edited the book, choosing authors to define features of landscapes near and dear to them. Today, Eve Salidis of Homer, Alaska, defines Frostline.
Frostline. In Arctic and subarctic landscapes, the frost line is the lower limit of permanently frozen ground, or permafrost. In places such as Barrow, an Inupiaq Eskimo village on Alaska's Arctic coast, the frost line is more than 1,000 feet deep. On a fool's errand in 1881, Lieutenant Henry Ray, the leader of the first Arctic science station in Barrow, supervised the digging of a pit to measure temperatures of frozen ground. Of this experiment, writer Charles Walforth writes, "According to local legend, he wanted to find the bottom of the permafrost. Weeks of digging produced a pit over 37 feet deep." We have no record of what the natives thought of this activity, Walforth writes, but practically enough, an Inupiaq family appropriated the hole as a prodigious ice cellar. It was used to preserve whale meat for over 100 years. In temperate climates, frostline has a different meaning, and is as important to farmers as tides are to mariners, as it indicates the maximum depth that ground freezes in winter. Those who have crops at stake speak of the frost line of a particular winter, of a series of winters, or of the most extreme depth ever recorded. Even warm mountainous places, such as the Hawaiian Islands, have their frost lines, altitudes below which freezing doesn't occur.
Eve Salidis is a writer, teacher, and marine biologist from Homer, Alaska. Her definition of frostline appears in the book Home Ground, Language for an American Landscape, edited by Barry Lopez and Deborah Guartney. You can hear our program anytime on our website or get a download for your MP3 player. The address is loe.org. You can reach us at comments@loe.org, and you can call our listener line at 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Coming up, a scientist fact-checks science fiction flicks. Stay tuned to Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.